The story of Mert and Marvin. Today, Mert and Marge will learn definitely whether or not Marge can be legally adopted by her foster parents, the Minters, who have raised and loved her as their own child since the day she was abandoned on their doorstep 16 years ago. Mert has gotten Jack Arnold to investigate the entire matter. He has been mothering Marge from the first time they met when Marge came to the Hayfield Theater and timidly asked for a job in Broadway's most famous musical extravaganza. Something in Margie's sweet pecan face stirred Mert's emotions and also raised bitter memories of a not too pleasant past in the older girl's life. But she has put aside her own problems for Margie. And in just a moment, we'll find out the newest developments in the story of Mert and Marge. Mert and Marge are now walking down the corridor, looking for Jack's office, as Mert says.
What's going on? 332-18. Just us down this corridor, to the left.
Mm. Oh, gosh, I hope he's waiting for us, Mert.
Why, we're 10 minutes early, Margie.
Mm. Well, here's the door.
Uh-huh. This is the reception room. I don't see a receptionist.
Well, I guess we are a little early. Oh, isn't this nice? Gosh, what a beautiful suite of offices.
Isn't so?
Oh, look, Margie, out of this window.
Oh, let's see. Whoa, this is high up, isn't it?
This is the 32nd floor.
Oh, Myrtle, look, I can see the ocean.
Oh, can you see that figure out there?
Rising up right out of the bay?
Where, Myrtle?
Way out there to the right, with the arm up in the air.
Oh, here it is, isn't it? Statue of Liberty.
On clear days, you can see her much better.
Oh, she's beautiful, Myrtle.
She certainly is.
Well, look down in the street, Myrtle. The automobiles and the people look like those little lead toys you buy in the 10-cent store.
Not as insignificant as things look from an airplane, though. I mean, the buildings and the people and everything.
Gosh, I'd just love to go up in one. Have you ever done any flying, Myrtle?
Yes, I love it. Jack Arnold has a plane.
Oh, maybe he'll take us up in it sometime.
Could be.
Say, let's sit down.
Perhaps someone will discover we're all here.
Okay. Comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got my letter off to Mother this morning. Told her we'd be expecting them soon.
Yes.
I suppose they'll try to refuse to use that money that came for them. But I told them they just got to use it. And I asked Jimmy to come, too. He's feeling fine now, Myrtle. Gosh, maybe Mr. Arnold will find him that job.
My dad told me he might send for him very soon. I wonder if it's a good idea, though.
Why, Mother?
Well, Margie, Jimmy Winona in a decent, clean environment. He says he's cured himself of drinking. In a town like Oneida, he has a better chance to stay away from any bad associations.
Little, then you do think he shouldn't come to New York?
Well, kind of risky. He's bound to meet up with some of his old pals. And that'll be bad.
Well, he's so anxious to get to work for Mr. Arnold.
That may be one of his reasons for being so anxious to get here. But if you ask me, Margie, you're the main attraction.
Oh, Myrtle, why do you even think of such a thing?
Well, I do think so. And I have a feeling we're going to have some trouble with him. Oh, say, Margie, have you told your folks anything about the business with Jack?
Well, no, I'll wait to see what he says.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, won't they be surprised if things turn out right and I can be their own child? I mean, their own adopted one.
They sure will.
Oh, Myrtle, I just thought of something.
What is?
What if they can adopt me? And then the money would stop coming and we need it so badly.
Well, I guess you could exist without it. Then he goes to work and you've got a good job.
Well, it would be a great relief if it did stop. I'd stop worrying and wondering. That mysterious feeling of being watched and followed would leave, wouldn't it?
You're right. Besides, just for the door.
Maybe it's there.
Oh, how do I look, Myrtle?
Fine. Oh, there's a little smudge on your mouth.
Oh, here, wipe it off quick.
There you are.
Well, hello, girl. Right on the dot, aren't you?
Hello, Mr. Arnold.
Oh, we're ahead of time, Jack.
Come right in here to my office.
All right.
Here we are. Sit down, girl, and we'll talk things over. You take that big easy chair, Myrtle.
Thank you. Gosh, we're all excited to hear what you have to tell us, Mr. Arnold.
Well, Miss Margie, I looked it up, and it's about as follows. A child left on a doorstep or on premises is considered a foundling.
But I was in a basket in a hallway.
Well, you were definitely left, Margie.
Well, you say you were found without a parent or guardian, relatives unknown, deserted, exposed, and sickly. A foundling, then, insofar as adoption is concerned. Therefore, you must be considered as a child without parents, on the same footing as a child whose parents are dead.
But the money has come all these years for me.
Well, that won't enter into it at all. See, notice of proceedings for adoption must be given to parents is known. Now, yours not being known, then notice by publication would be considered as constructive notice of such proceedings.
It'll have to appear in the papers, Jeff?
Yes, Myrtle.
Well, how will you go about all this?
Well, Miss Margie, you are over 12 years old, are you not? You don't look it, but I assume you must be.
Why, Mr. Arnold, you know I'm 16, nearly 17.
Well, old lady, do you give your consent to this adoption?
Of course.
Then in due time, we'll get your signature to that effect.
Then what do you do next, Jack?
Well, the foster parents must both sign consent to the child's adoption by themselves, unless they jointly adopt said Margie.
Oh, I think they want me together.
Well, adoption is usually done by a petition to county or surrogate court of county where the foster parents reside.
Oh, would I have to go to Oneida?
No, let's see. You say your father and mother are coming to New York City in a few weeks?
Yes, perhaps for Daddy's birthday.
Uh-huh.
But will we have to wait so long?
Well, I'd have to see both Mr. and Mrs. Minter. You see, a petition must usually set up all the facts regarding names and full of parties seeking the decree of adoption, their residence address, the name of the child to be adopted, the child's age, as nearly as possible, the facts surrounding the finding of the child, that they've been unable to find the natural parents or their names, the name by which the child will be known, and the fact that notice by publication has been made.
Isn't it simple?
Oh, very.
Under New York State statute, an investigation is made by the court as to the applicants and their home life and all the facts set forth in the petition and in a written report filed in the court.
Mm.
See, the welfare of the child is the primary consideration, and the court, in its discretion, may grant or deny such a petition for adoption.
May grant or deny a petition for adoption? Why, Jack Arnold, after all this, Jack, we don't know yet what goes.
I do. I bet you do.
Yes. Please don't talk anymore. Say yes or no. Can she or can't she be adopted?
All right. She can be. Now go into your dance.
Hurrah! Did you hear that, Mom?
I sure did.
While strolling through the park one day, was a merry, merry month of May.
Oh, gosh, I'm so thankful to you, Mr. Arnold. How long will it take?
Oh, I say about a month after I see your father.
Oh, as long as all that?
Well, now, you've lived 16 years without being adopted. A few more weeks won't kill you.
Well, I'll be patient. Oh, gosh, you don't know what it means to me to know I'm really going to belong to someone.
Oh, can't you get me in on that thing, too, Jack? She seems to kind of belong to me, too, you know.
Well, Myrtle, you can be her, let's say her foster mother.
Oh, not me. No second fiddle. I'll be, just a pal.
Oh, Margie? She sure is, Miss Lane. Gosh, we're even closer than sisters. We never quarrel. And she's teaching me to cook.
Really?
I suppose just as soon as I get her all trained, one of these Jacks or Sonnies or Jimmies will carry her off from under my nose.
Jimmy? You don't mean Jimmy Minter?
Well, he's not her brother.
Oh.
He's aware of the fact, and he's fallen hard for Margie, Jack.
Please, Myrtle, don't mention that. It's too ridiculous.
Oh, I think I understand.
That's good.
Looks as if I'm going to have a lot of competition,
Well, Jack, these times get dull. Look me over. You know, I'm freelancing now.
Oh, you're not fooling me, Myrtle. I can see right through you.
They say time heals everything, even a busted heart.
Well, do you think I could be an antidote?
Well, we at least understand each other. You might be a bromide.
Uh-uh. You're too darn attractive, Myrtle. I'm afraid you'd be a stimulant.
I've become an anesthetic lately.
Well, I think you're swell, Myrtle.
Same to you, Jack.
Whatever are you two talking about?
Just passing the time of day, Margie.
And it is passing fast. I'm sorry, but I've got an appointment, girl.
Well, now that you're going to be adopted, Margie, let's go so Jack can get to work.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Mr. Arnold. I've adopted something.
You? What?
A little dog.
What kind of a dog?
Just a meat hound.
Well, I don't know whether to name him Sonny or Jimmy or Jack. So Myrtle suggested...
We call her Jackie.
Her? Why, I see.
Goodbye, Mr. Arnold. I'm so grateful
well,
to you.
Well, answer. Goodbye, Miss Margie. Goodbye, stimulant.
Bye, antidote.
Oh, Jack Murray, I'm so happy. Let's go right home. I want to write to Mother right away.
Oh, I'm just as happy as you are about it, dear.
Oh, just think, Mother. I'm really going to be Margie Minter.
Oh, no, dear. Not Margie.
Well, I don't understand, Myrtle. You mean I should keep my other name?
Well, just for me, dear. Will you please keep it Margie?
By the Mitter, and the happiness of both Mert and Marge is very evident. But why is Mert so insistent on Marge retaining the name of Marguerite? Is it just sentiment, or is it for some other deeper reason? Perhaps we'll find out what it is in the next thrilling episode of the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.